today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Thanks for listening today. We're glad you can join us, and we hope our program is a blessing to you as we open the Scripture and consider God's Word today. We're going to be in Isaiah 41. This is the last message in this series. We hope that it's a blessing to you. You know, you can go back and hear all of the messages in this series. Just go to the website at considerhisword.org, and there you'll find all of the messages in this series. Look for Fear Not. It's the title of this series. Today we'll be finishing it up and be going on to something else next week and the following weeks. You know, Christmas is coming soon, and I have a great gift idea for you, and that is our book. Consider His Word is the name of the book. It's a daily devotional. I wrote it a number of years ago. It's been a blessing to many, many people. You can get a copy of Consider His Word. It would be a great gift for someone. It would be a great gift for yourself. If you're looking for a way to read through the Scripture next year and perhaps a way that has some devotional thoughts, this is a great gift. It's a great book to do that. If you get it now, you'll have it in time for the beginning of the new year. It's going to be here before you know it. You can start reading. When you read the book, you'll read through the whole Bible in a year. And then each day, there's a verse of the day, and the devotional is about that passage that you read that day. Now, there's a place. It's kind of a journal as well. There's a place where you can write your thoughts for the day. There's a place where you can put prayer requests. There's a place where you can just praise the Lord and be grateful to the Lord. And so it's a great devotional book. I've had several people go through it once and then write to me and get another copy to go through it again. You can get the book, simply write to me at Consider His Word Ministries. I'll give you the address here in a moment. We'll send you the book for a gift of $25. Now, that's postage paid. That's all you need to send is the $25. It'll help us out for next year as we pray and as we plan for our broadcast for next year. It would be a great blessing to us if you could send us that offering. Maybe throw in a little extra to help with this broadcast. Now, to get your book, write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give it to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, I haven't mentioned this before, but I will mention this today, that if you'd like to pay us through PayPal, if you'd like to send your gift through PayPal, please contact me and I'll tell you how to do that. Contact me by email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com and I'll lead you to the place where you can give your offering or give your gift request for the book through PayPal. We'd be happy to do that. Isaiah 41, as we continue our study, I want to read through the verse again. It's Isaiah 41, verse 10. The Bible says, "Fear thou not." This is God speaking now. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So we've gone through this passage of Scripture. We've seen how that God's presence secures us. He said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." He gives us a peace that satisfies. He says, "Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." He strengthens us by his power. He said, "I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee." And today we're going to be looking at how he sustains us by his mighty right hand. He said, "I will uphold you with my right hand." God will sustain us. He said, "The right hand of my righteousness." You know, sometimes when we fall down, we need God to pick us up and we need God to hold us up. In fact, you know what I often find is sometimes people are trying to hold on to the Lord, and sometimes they just need to let go and let God take over and see where he's upholding you, where he's holding you up, where he's picking you up and giving you that strength and giving you that power and giving you that ability to be able to keep on going on and keep on serving him. Psalm 37:23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." You see, sometimes we do fall, and sometimes we fail, and sometimes we go a direction that we should not have gone. We come to a point that we realize that. Now listen, God is not going to kick you to the curb and forget about you. He said that he will uphold you with his right hand. Now, I want to point out here that he says it's with his right hand of righteousness. It's a hand that is right. God's going to do right. God's going to set it right. God's not looking to find some scheme to get you around a problem or some scheme where you can defraud or where you can take someone in a place they shouldn't go. God's going to show you the way, and he's going to uphold you and pick you up, and he's going to give you that sustaining strength. We talked about how he strengthens us last week, but now we're talking about how he sustains us in that. You know, when God created us and he gave us the salvation through his Son, God didn't just forget about us. He sustains us. He holds us up by his right hand. And every day as we walk with him, we walk in his spirit. We walk in his strength. We walk in his power. We walk in his presence. And those things help us by the Spirit of God that indwells us to live for him, to be able to witness for him, to be able to take our stand for him. But really, he says, "The right hand of my righteousness," to do what is right. He upholds us to do what's right. We live a life of righteousness in Christ. Now, listen, that righteousness is not a righteousness that gets us salvation. You're saved by grace through faith. But it's a righteousness that glorifies the Lord and a righteousness that shows to the world that Jesus changed us. You see, the purpose of our life, the direction of our life changed when Christ came into our life. Before, we lived for ourselves. We did everything for ourselves. And in fact, the world is still that way. And if you watch, you'll see that people are in it for themselves. But when you trust Christ and when you get saved, your life changes because now it's not about you anymore. It's about bringing God glory. And God's going to help you do that. Psalm 29:2 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." And so we glorify him in everything. You realize that when you learn to glorify God, it changes how you see the world because it's not about you anymore. It's about giving God glory in your life. It's not about what you want. It's what he wants. And you seek his will and you do his will and you glorify him. And when you're walking with the Lord and when you're living for the Lord, he's the one that's going to lift you up. And he's the one that's going to uphold you, he said, with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, do you believe God is able to do that? God's arm is not shortened and God's arm is not slackened. He is all powerful. He can do anything. You realize that from our perspective, sometimes things seem impossible, but God can do the impossible. And we ought to pray prayers that seem to us impossible. I've seen God do some incredible things because we've trusted in Him. And He'll do things in your life, and He will strengthen you, and He will help you, and He will uphold you. He said, by the right hand of my righteousness. And so whatever it is you're going through, whatever it is that's happening in your life right now, you may be discouraged. And I want to encourage you today. God's got this. And God's got you. If you know Christ as your Savior and you're walking with Him, He's got this. And you've got to just let go and turn it over to Him. Now, if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, what a great opportunity to bow your heads right now and ask Him into your heart and ask Him into your life. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. A few verses later, from Romans chapter 10, he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you called upon Him? Are you trusting Him? Trust Him to sustain you. Trust that right hand that's upholding you. I know sometimes it seems like you can't go one more day, that you can't go one more minute, one more step. But the Lord is there to strengthen you and to help you. Remember, He said, fear not. Fear not. Because His presence will give you that security. And His presence will help you. Go back to verse 10 that we read. Fear not, I am with thee. You see, the fear is taken away by His presence. He said, fear not. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Is He your God? Can you claim Him as your Father, your Heavenly Father? And He promises, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, it comes down to this. You've got to trust Him. You've got to know that He's there for you and put your faith in Him. Listen, God's help. God's presence is with you always. His peace is there. His power is there. His righteous right hand is there. Are you trusting them? His help is as near as your next prayer. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.